Now, those who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, they try to say that the scripture in Matthew 24 that talks about the trumpet sounding and Jesus coming in the clouds and gathering the elect, they try to say that that's not the rapture. And their proof for that is that it takes place after the tribulation. Of course, we all know that the rapture takes place before the tribulation. Well, we don't know that, because the Bible says in Matthew 24 and elsewhere that the rapture takes place after the tribulation. But because they don't believe that, they have to say that this is not the rapture. So what they say this is they say this is when Jesus Christ comes in glory, they say, in Revelation 19, when Jesus Christ comes at the end of the week, at the end of the tribulation, as they call it. And they say, you know, that's at the end of the 7 years, when Jesus Christ comes on the white horse. That's what we're reading about in Matthew 24. Well, here's the problem with that. You will not find anything in Revelation 19 that even remotely resembles what you read in Matthew 24. So I'll suggest you do this. Take Matthew 24 and compare it to 1 Thessalonians 4, then compare it to Revelation 19 and see which one it resembles the most. Because those who believe in a pre-trib rapture, they think Matthew 24 is about Revelation 19. Those who believe in a post-trib rapture say that Matthew 24 is about 1 Thessalonians 4. Well, in 1 Thessalonians 4, we have a trumpet sound. In Matthew 24, we have a trumpet sound. In 1 Thessalonians 4, Christ comes in the clouds. In Matthew 24, he comes in the clouds. In 1 Thessalonians 4, we are caught up together, be with him in the clouds. In Matthew 24, he gathers the elect unto himself. He gathers the saved. Elect always refers to saved in the New Testament every single time. But in Revelation 19, you won't find any of these elements. In Revelation 19, there's no mention of Jesus coming in the clouds. In Revelation 19, there's no mention of a trumpet sounding. In Revelation 19, you don't see him gathering up the believers from this earth. And so there really is no similarity between Revelation 19 and Matthew 24, but there's a ton of similarity between Matthew 24 and 1 Thessalonians 4. So it's really obvious, if you don't have a preconceived idea, that the events in Matthew 24 mirror 1 Thessalonians 4. They do not mirror the events in Revelation 19, unless you just want to say that because you're just refusing to believe that the rapture comes after the tribulation.